Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Body and the Beast podcast. Coming straight into your ears for the next few hours are your awesome hosts, Dan Meredith and Jamie Alderton.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to another episode of the Body and the Beast. I am your body, Jamie Alderton.
And I am your alpha, man, warrior, wolf, beast, Dan Meredith.
Warrior Beast, Dan Meredith, yeah, how are
I'm
you?
I'm very well, thank you. Just doing Warrior Beast things, you know, just showing up as a warrior, you know, doing a lot.
Taking that red pill doing, and, you know, just, you know, going monk mode.
Lion shit, doing some lion shit today, just lying in around.
Not dealing with sheep.
No sheep. Definitely very alpha. No sheep. Very alpha right now. Pure alpha, just alpha.
I love it. So... What is the title of this podcast
then? Well, I'm going to make you say it, Jamie, because you're the one that came up with this title for this one based off of something that you watched, and I think it should come from such a fine specimen as yourself.
So the title of this podcast is Man Up.
Man Up!
Something that you've got to tread on eggshells to say these days because you might hurt somebody's feelings. Now, this is what, of course, we want to discuss, because people say sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt me. And that, to me, is complete and utter bollocks. You know, words have a lot of power, in somebody's life. And, you know, this word man up, it can be very dangerous to say to the wrong person who just doesn't need to hear that right now.
Yeah.
And a lot of this came from a clip from Dana White. He was talking to Bill Maher, and he was talking about, you know, basically saying, oh yeah, I'm that guy that doesn't want to talk about their feelings. I'm this guy that just wants to, you know, is sick to death of these people that are just getting, you know, offended by everything and this, that, and the other. And he just basically goes, you just need to, you know, shut up, get work done, and just man the fuck up. And it's like, oh yeah, There's definitely some context to that
in this.
There is, and I'll give you a great example of this where you can say the exact same thing to the exact same audience, but at a very, very different time. Mm-hmm. So many years back, we're talking maybe 7 years back, I did this great video, and you might have seen it, but in my office here, I have the world's smallest violin. And I did a video on, if you're struggling with something right now, watch this. And it was me playing the smallest violin. And it got lots of great feedback, lots of great reviews, because a lot of it is, yes, okay, you know, you've got a lot of problems right now. And the reason I have that violin is to remind myself of going, oh, poor you with your little violin, poor me. Because what it enables me to do is take action and go, what are you going to do about it? And once again, at that time, this was maybe about 8 years ago when I did it, super inspirational for my audience of, you know, bodybuilders and, you know, people that walk around with a six pack most of their, you know, adult lives, who don't really understand, you know, don't really maybe struggle as much as other people. I would say that they do, but they mask it very, very well. And then during 2020, probably the worst fucking time you could ever talk about the world's smallest violin, I reposted the video and didn't think too much about it. I thought it would have the same effect.
A lot of people are struggling right now.
Oh no, you know, I don't use the C word on social media, but I've never had so many people call me that in my DMs in my life. I think it was, I was like, oh, hang on a minute, I've got a lot of messages. Have I got 368 messages all saying the same word, beginning with C and ending in T? And I was just like,
I've made an error.
I have made an error of judgment, and I did apologize. And I was like, you know, it's one of those things, how you've interpreted it was not what I meant. However, it is my responsibility to care about how you interpret something like that. And it was just poor timing.
Yeah.
And I can only apologize. And of course, the internet being the internet doesn't like apologies, doesn't care about that. And I was just like, do you know what? The best thing to do is just Just ignore people for 3 days and the mob will go and attack somebody else. And guess what? They did. Mm-hmm. So a lesson learned. But once again, it talks very much about why words have power and mm-hmm. why timing is the most important and why certain times people might need to hear the words man the fuck up and get on with it.
Yeah.
But a lot of the other times, a lot of people, that could be the worst advice they could hear. But I think it's this culture at the moment of this, and I don't know which side I kind of fall into, because it's this, you know, I think it's a generational gap where, you know, a lot of people are a lot more open about things. A lot more people are very kind of focused on documenting more things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there is a strong correlation between mental health and social media. So, you know, talking about your feelings and problems actually helps other people and helps yourself relieve it. But at the same time, a lot of people aren't ready for that. A lot of people don't like that. A lot of people don't like being vulnerable, mm-hmm. and they look at it as a weakness. And it's just a very kind of, there is no straight answer to it. I think one of the things that I reminded people of is a book which I, it's probably the deepest book that I've ever read. And it's on Hermetic philosophy, and it's called The Kybalion. And it has 7 different principles in the book. And one of the principles is principle 4, which is the principle of polarity. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and what it says is that, you know, love and hate are not 2 different things. They're on the same line. And there are levels to extremes to everything. You know, all half-truths are but truths, and all paradoxes can be reconciled. And it's just basically saying that life is counterintuitive. You know, what one person needs to hear right now is probably what another person doesn't need to hear. And it's trying to figure out who to target with the right thing at the right time, which if you're posting on social media is impossible.
Do you know what? But it's so true, mate. It's like, you can do, I always think, if you, you know, whatever, you know, and obviously we is a bit of a tongue in cheek with the name of this and the sort of start of how we're doing, you know, obviously you might be listening and you might need to hear that, or whatever the gender pronoun version of that, whatever it is. You know, obviously, you know, man up is just a little thing that me and Jay use for the start of this one, something that we have heard in our own lives as men. So whatever your version is, then you may need to hear the equivalent of that sometimes. But equally, as Jay said, you may need that softer and kinder and more vulnerable approach. And it really, with social media, you can get it wrong quite easy, as you experience yourself. You mm-hmm. know, I would always say, as long as your heart is good and your intentions are good, you know, put out there what you want to put out. If you're not deliberately trying to antagonize or hurt or polarize people, then you should be fine. And I think you've got to know deep down if you are trying to get that reaction from people or not. But I've had 2 conversations in the last week that have required both sides of things. I had, I've got to make sure I kind of master it, a contact of mine who's gone through just a really unpleasant relationship situation. Just it really, I'm going to go with the other person involved. I don't think he's a bad person, but we're quite mean in this situation. Really, you know, when you look at it, took advantage, and it was just a bit mean, to be honest with them. And, you know, I've had relationship breakups, and, you know, relationships for me, you know, is probably the area that will get me the most. I can deal with business stuff, you know, disagreements, not liking someone, you know, all that kind of grown-up stuff. You know, I'm happy with confrontation, doesn't bother me. But relationship stuff is the stuff that used to kind of send me to my knees. And I know I've been through that, where I've felt, you know, really alone and really desolate, really heartbroken, just really hating life, really, really down. And this individual had gone through, you know, a phase of that, which is normal. Okay, it's normal to feel, you know, some type of way after a relationship ended. But they'd gone through, it'd been going on for some months now. And again, there's no time on healing, but it got to the point where it's all they talked about. All they talked about was, you know, analyzing it and talking about it, and, you know, a little bit of woe is me. I classed this person, business contact, but as a friend, someone I can have a conversation. I said, are you in a good place? And this is something that I've learned from just, I don't know where I learned from, but it's something I've put into my new book. And I said, are you in a good place mentally and emotionally to take some feedback? And they said, yeah, I am. And I said, right. I said, I care about you. I want you to win. But I said, you're now starting to get to the point in my opinion, as what I class as a friend, where you are just moaning. Okay, you're not doing anything to solve it. You're constantly putting out things which aren't positive. You're not really showing up for yourself, for your loved ones online, for your business. You're just moaning. And I said, as someone, you know, I've known you for a long time, I said, a friend, you know, someone who just is, you know, an okay contact will just, you know, go, oh, it's okay, you'll be fine. A good friend or someone who actually cares about you will tell you what you need to hear. And I said to hit this person, you're just being a moany little fucker. And I said, if you don't snap out of this soon, you know, met someone else new, got some new business stuff launching, you know, cool stuff going on the horizon. I said, that's going to start to tank. It's going to start to bleed into everything. So I actually did the equivalent of, you know, their version of a man the fuck up. You need to just quit the fucking whining and start taking some action. So, right, that situation is done now. It's over. There's no going back. It's finished. Move on. And I gave them some hard but fair truth. I wasn't mean. I wasn't attacking their character. They messaged me the next day saying, thank you so much for actually saying that. That was exactly what I needed to hear. But I've had another person who's going through a different situation, but you know, it's causing some trauma, it's causing some stress, it's causing them anxiety. If I was to tell that person, just shut up and get on with it, they'd probably tell me to fuck off. They're in a not in a good place. And in that case, I, you know, I've got this another little phrase I used, do you want a shoulder or do you want solutions? What would be best for you? And that person needed a shoulder. They just need someone to talk to and vent at and get things off their chest. And that's telling that person to just shut the fuck up and get to work or do whatever is going to make that person feel even worse than where they are. So it's like anything, it is about nuance and timing and understanding the person. To the generic, well, I've written stuff, as you have too, which is basically, you know, I did a post the other day, I did a snippet from the new book, and it is effectively something along the lines of nobody cares. And it sounds quite, you know, if you just say that as a standalone sout bite, obviously without any description on it, doesn't really add much to the conversation. But I effectively said, you know, hopefully, I think I said something like in the caption underneath, you know, hopefully you have someone or some someones, you know, a partner, a friend, you know, a couple of confidants and stuff, because you don't need many people who actually care about you, who do have a vested interest in you. And I think I called it the six Fs as well, which is unless someone is feeding you, financing you, fucking you, friends, family, or following you, there's a different weight to how much you should listen to their opinion. But most people are wrapped up in their own problems. Most people have got their own shit going on. Most people are far too concerned about their own issues to worry about yours. So when you kind of let go of the chains of worrying about what other people think, you know what? Realistically, no one cares. Day-to-day people have got their own shit on. Do what you need to do. Put, you know, do the things you need to do for yourself. That person, so the right, but if I read that, and I'm feeling I'm being pulled pillar to post by other people's opinions. People are expecting me to do this. I'm saying, oh, you shouldn't do that. I'm like, nah, fuck it. That's just what I needed to hear. You know, you probably had that on your post. I needed this. That's actually what I needed to hear right now. But I'm conscious someone who's a bit lonely, maybe doesn't have anyone, doesn't want to hear that nobody cares. So I make sure I explain that in the sort of content that I put out there.
Yeah, 100%. And you know, it all depends. And like what you're saying there, you know, I've had conversations with you and this is from, I think it's Charles Duhigg's book, Super Communicators. And a friend of mine, Sahil Bloom, says this as well. When you establish a connection with someone, you ask them, do they want to be heard? Do they want to be helped? Or do they want to be hugged? And a lot of conversations, sometimes I go into fixer mode, so I go into help mode. And actually, like when I've had a conversation with you, you don't want the help. You just want to be heard and just want to get it out. And I'm the same with a lot of a couple of my close friends. It's just like, I'm going to say a load of things right now that I don't mean. I'm probably going to call some people some names. I'm probably going to say some stuff which I'm not going to do, but I just need to get it out in the air to see how it feels. I don't think that I'm going to do these things. Don't think I'm going to say this to those people. And these are not the things that I say to this person. I'm like, just need you to hear me for a sec. Just ignore everything I say. I'm just going to go off.
Get it out of my head.
And I just needed to be heard. Yeah. It's just like, oh, it's out now. Right, let's go back. And I think this is such an important thing. It's like knowing what that person needs to hear at that time is a key thing. And there might be a time where somebody needs to, however you interpret it, man the fuck up. shut up and get on with it. And there'll be other times where that person just needs to be heard, just needs a break, just needs to have it. You know, I have a lot of people come to me, they're like, Jay, I'm trying to do this, I'm doing that, I'm doing that, I'm doing that. I'm like, when have you had a fucking day off? It's not a case of, you know, the trouble with you is you're manning up too fucking much. Go and have a fucking spa day somewhere and chill the fuck out. You know, you need to, like, I was going to say, what is the opposite of man up? Do not say that on this podcast.
No.
So it's man down. Man down. There we go.
Yeah, we'll do that. So that's like that. Yeah, but so, it's like anything with, you know, obviously there's, you know, as we're both coaches in one form or another, and it can be very, like, it can be very easy, especially when you're working with people one-to-one. I've had some clients, so people who know, who are my clients who listen to this right now. So these are people that I mentor and coach, okay? So they will be listening. So I'm going to be very, you know, very mindful of what I say, but very honest as well. There are times when you need to give advice and strategies and you should do this. And yep, that's been great. Okay, that didn't work. Let's try that. And you kind of, you coach them. You get them bought into what they need to do and send them off on their way. I had a conversation with one of the nicest guys. He's got a big marketing company, based in the UK, and they were just in a bit of a funk, and they'd gone through this funk. And again, I did say to him, sit with it, write down what's coming up, figure out why you don't want to do certain things. And this went on for a few weeks. And then you always risk, there's always that thing, especially if it's someone who's paying you for a service, you always worry about, you know, potentially losing them as a client or pissing them off and them not wanting to work with you or something. But I think as a coach or a mentor, if your goal is to guide someone to a new reality, a new business, a new way of being, whatever that may be, sometimes you have to have those hard conversations. And I remember saying to this person, you know, we'd gone from, a sort of 2-3 grand a month to, you know, multiple 5-figure a month business. And, you know, it's scalable to kind of 6 figures plus a month. We're doing really, really well. And they'd never experienced this before. And, you know, there's lots of psychology around this, around money and, you know, status and all this kind of stuff. And I got to the point where I just said, look, if you just need to shut the fuck up and get back to work. I said, we've percolated on it. We've figured out some things. Now you're just being a lazy shit. Now I have a good friendship with this person. We have a good relationship. If I just met you, I'm probably not going to say that to you because I don't know you, but I knew this person. And I said, you're being a lazy little fucker. I said, you're coming up with excuse after excuse. And we've gone through it. A phrase I always kind of put with my coaching calls is this real? Is this based in reality? Is this fact or is this thoughts? Are you thinking this? And we dispelled one after the other, after the other, after the other. And it got to the point where he had no excuses left. There was no excuses to not do the thing other than he was being a lazy shit. And I just said, what is the point in you paying me a good amount to get on calls with you, to work with you, to review your work, to give you advice, to guide you, to counsel you, all this kind of stuff? What is the point in us hopping on this call right now if you're not going to do anything? So many times we can like tickle each other's balls and have a nice little conversation and we'd start doing something. And I just said, do me a favor. You've wanted to work with me for years. You're working with me now. We've had some great fucking success. Either you need to start doing shit again, and obviously we had to structure that, or let's just shake hands virtually. I'll wish you well. I don't want to be just sat here having a nice chat with you every week. I want to actually help you and improve you. We've done the talking. We've shared things. Now you need to crack the fuck on or lose everything in time. Choice is yours. And again, much as we said on the previous podcast, we were talking about keeping your word. I said, go sleep on it. You know, we're all a bit jacked up now on this call. Go sleep on it. Let me know your thoughts tomorrow. Sent me a message and literally just ream of stuff that they'd done. All these things done, screenshot of their diary, all the things planned out for weeks. So it wasn't excessive. It was still within, you know, it was a sensible amount of work. And he just said, that was exactly what I needed to hear. He said, I know it wasn't comfortable for you to tell me that, but thank you for doing it. It's got me back on the wagon again. And it's having, you know, it's that comfortable. Again, sometimes you do need to have harder conversations with people and be told to step up, man up, shut up, whatever it is, and just start doing stuff. Again, there is a time for healing and thinking and discussion and solace and musing and moaning. They are all valid things. And obviously some of my best things that I've done in my life has come out of shitty periods. But as I said, it's all right to have, you know, a pity party. It's all right to be down, have lows. That's normal. Things go wrong. What's not all right, in my opinion, again, is to stay there. You might need to stay there for a little bit, but soon you've got to start taking action, doing things, making moves, doing what you say you're going to do, like we said on the last one, and not putting off the stuff that you know you need to do.
Yeah, 100%. And a lot of the time when people have had lots of soft voices calmly advising them, the way for them to actually take action is to be violently shaken. And there is something to be said for, you know, the carrot and the stick.
Mm-hmm.
Some
both
people
have
just need to be... Yeah, and sometimes if the carrot's not working, someone needs to be fucking prodded.
Mm-hmm.
And it always reminds me of this this meme of this guy. He said, you know, he had a text message from his best mate who called him a fat twat for 8 months, and he lost 22 stone
every day. He sent him it, didn't he? That's it. Yeah, he sent him it every day.
Yeah,
I remember that one.
Yeah, and that's a great example of that's what that guy needed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had the softly approach. Oh, have you tried Weight Watchers? Have you tried this? And he's like, no. And his mate comes along. You're a fat twat. I'm going to text you every day until you're not a fat twat anymore. And, you know, once again, it is an extreme. It's probably not going to work for 99% of people, but it worked for him. And it's a great example of sometimes people just need that big, long stick
mm-hmm.
to smash them across the face and get the things that they know they need to get done.
And I will say is, you know, if you're going to go through that, if you, you know, just for the sake of this, we'll just call it man up, just for the sake of that kind of man up version of whatever it is you are in your world, it's going to be uncomfortable. And it's probably going to involve you doing some things you don't necessarily want to do, making some sacrifices that you're going to have to sacrifice, and generally a little bit of discomfort, or maybe even a lot of discomfort. Don't know. Depends on what the thing you need to do is. But what I found is the more I lean into the things that I know are uncomfortable and that are causing me pain, like, you know, I've said before, obviously, about the various surgeries I've had, and you speak, you know, obviously about the mobility and stretching stuff you're doing, and you've kind of got me on doing that in the morning. I categorically fucking hate mornings. I despise them. Okay. I've got a really good structure now, and I was honest with myself. I thought, am I being, you know, is this real? Can I not do this? Am I being lazy? And I was. I'd actually had my version of that conversation. So I've structured in some, you know, blocks of time so I can do the things I need to do. And I've moved my training to the evenings, had a few morning sessions that were really throwing off my sleep cycle. So I thought, cool, let's make it so I can stick to it. But first thing in the morning, the last thing I want to do is get out of bed, go into the living room, unroll the yoga mat, and stretch for 20 minutes. I do not enjoy it because right now, as of recording, it's still painful. It's still uncomfortable. My right leg, obviously, after all the things I've put that poor leg through, is still not 100%, you know, flexible and mobile. Everything that I'm doing at the moment is uncomfortable. It's not pleasant. So right now, I'm not seeing any benefits whatsoever. It is just wake up and misery. That is it. Okay. But I know, because I have had that hard conversation with myself, I'd been moaning about being in pain. My back had spasmed a few times. You know, I'd had a bit of a limp that people had noticed, and I just didn't like that. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with my limp, but I was just like, you know, I prided myself on being quite, you know, fit and active and mobile. And I'm like, how much longer, Daniel, are you going to whine about, you know, your shoulder hurting after you do bench press, and your back hurts when you wake up in the morning, and your ankle's not able to ankle properly? How much longer are you going to just keep making excuses and whining before you actually do something about it? And I woke up the other day, well, a couple of weeks ago, and I mean, I'm 43 now, so anyone who's a bit older will probably, I just went for a piss in the middle of the night. And I remember getting up and it felt like my back just spasmed, and I'm walking to the toilet, you know, sort of slightly sideways like a crab, and, you know, finished going to the bathroom. There's a big mirror in my ensuite. And I just looked at myself in the mirror about 3 a.m. going, I'm fucking done with this. And literally, I think that night I bought the app. I think it was called something different when you got it, called Pliability. I literally...
Yeah, Ron Wood.
Ron Wood.
Yeah.
I went and bought that, bought it there and then, and stuck it on my phone, set an alarm for 20 minutes earlier than I planned the next day, went back to bed, and started doing it the next day. So I'm not feeling the benefits just yet. Obviously, things are getting a little more mobile, but I did have to just basically tell myself, right, you've whinged enough. So you either got to deal with that and accept the fact that your back's going to be tight, your leg's going to be tight, you're not going to be as, you know, bouncy as you used to be. Deal with it. Stop fucking whinging. That's your reality now. Shut up. Or my version of, man the fuck up, get up a bit earlier, do the thing you need to do, get on with your fucking day. And that's what I started to do. Giving yourself that advice is not comfortable because we're very good as human beings at talking ourselves out of things and explaining things to ourselves, and justifying why we don't need to do or why we need to do the thing. Sometimes you just have to tell that little voice to shut the fuck up and do the thing that you've been putting off and that you know you need to do that's going to make a big difference to your body, your brain, or your business. And I would wager any of you listening to this, because most of you probably listen to either some sort of entrepreneur or personal development fan, you know, you're doing something. If you're listening to this podcast, you're probably either doing something or want to do something to improve something in your life. That's a lot of somethings in there. So we never know who you're going to be. But doing, if you're listening to this, take a moment now and think, what is the thing that you know, if you're really honest with yourself, that you should be doing? Because I guarantee you there's one or two things that you should be doing right now, and you are making excuses and justifying why you can't do it. Okay, that thing, whatever that is probably the most important thing you should be doing. Much like that Ryan Holiday book, the obstacle is the way. And it often fucking is. The thing you are putting off, the thing you're avoiding, the thing you're saying to yourself, oh, I can't do it, or it's not possible, I don't have time. That's the thing you need to fucking do.
And it comes down to this, mindset of things. And I've got some very strong mental models, which I talk a lot about. I mean, Mike Tyson's got a great quote, you know, discipline is doing something you hate as if you love it. And, you know, I can totally relate to a lot of things there. But one of the things that springs to mind with me with getting shit done is what you practice in private, you'll be rewarded for in public. Mm. And a lot of the shit that you need to do to become better, no one will see but you. And if you can flip turn that on your head, and this is the way that I'm always thinking, is, you know, I'm 39 next week, and I want to be that person. And once again, I've spoken about this before, this kind of a imaginary enemy. I want to imagine that people are thinking, fucking hell, that Jay, he's approaching 40. He's built like a brick shit house. He's got relentless amounts of energy. He does, you know, he doesn't have self-doubt. He gets fucking shit done. And that's the mentality that I want, even though everything that I just said there is not how I'm feeling a high percentage of time. In order to have that impression on people, I need to do the things that I don't want to do. And it's the stretching, it's the gym work, it's the writing, the fucking journaling, all the shit that people do not see. And I want to be that person. So that helps me stay on track with things, because it's all of that things that no one fucking sees that is going to get me to where it is that I want to be. And it's like, it's such an important thing. You know, like I say all the time, if you're over the age of 30 and you're not stretching every day, you're a fucking idiot. You really, really are. Because it's not, it's like, if you're really struggling, like I tell you something, like, I think I spoke on the podcast before about this, but when you and me had a training session in the morning, I'd totally forgotten that you're a fit person now.
Yeah. You know, unlike that time in Amsterdam when you're like, okay, yeah, we need to put some extra rest periods in for the big boy.
Yeah. Well, we're doing a little circuit and I'm just, you know, pausing and just introducing you to stuff. I'm like, oh no, I've got a real training partner here now who can match me. I don't need to go
gentle.
I don't need to. Yeah. I can just go how I normally would. And that was nice.
Thank you.
And that would not have happened had you not done the fucking work,
mate.
And changed as that person who's not hobbling, who's not complaining, who's not taking these massive breaths as soon as he kind of gets
ties
up
his shoes.
Yeah, exactly. So it just goes to show that, doesn't take long to see those noticeable changes. And I had a talk about this actually this morning on a live stream, that if you could see into the future of what doing that thing that you want to do every day,
yeah,
on the kind of person and the kind of things that you would get from doing it every day for 5 years, it would blow your fucking mind and you wouldn't forget to do it ever. And I remind people that 5 years is not long. I say, hey, does everyone remember 2019? Does everyone remember 2019?
Mate, that's mad that that was 5 years ago. It is whipped past.
And it gets you to think about those things of going, what are those things which you said that you were going to turn up every day and do in 2019?
Didn't do.
And imagine, and you didn't do. Mm-hmm. But then once again, you know, puking quotes here, the best time to plant a tree was 2019. The second best time is today. So think about what it is that you're going to make a commitment mm-hmm. to, whether you need to, you know, go soft or you need to man the fuck up and go all in. Find what's working for you at this time and just focus on getting it fucking done.
Yeah. And that's a beautiful ending to that one, Jay. So your version of that, apply liberally. And don't let that little voice in your head talk you out of doing the things that you know deep down you need to do.
100%. As gents, I really hope you enjoyed the last couple of mini short and sharp series. We'll be back
with some
in the
meat.
Next episode.
Lots of meat.
Yeah. A lot more meat. Won't be going as soft in.
Stop, honestly.
The next one.
Stop it.
And if you did enjoy these, ladies and gents, please let us know. Please share on your socials. Please tell us what you enjoy most about it. That is our oxygen. We genuinely enjoy hearing feedback on the podcast. And of course, it incentivizes us to carry on pumping out these incredible episodes. But ladies and gents, as always, I've been your body, Jamie Lawton.
And I've been your beast, Dan Meredith. Take care.